Hello, my name is Ogenetra Donald-Ekeki. I'm a speculative fiction writer, editor, and publisher from Nigeria.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Ogenetra Donald-Ekeki, African spec fic writer, editor, and publisher. You talked about how when you were younger, you were reading. About what? When was that? Did you start reading in like very early on in grade school?
I started reading in primary school as soon as I could read.
Okay.
You know, so I was less than 10. It was in my pre-teens.
Yeah.
I was reading all like actual adult novels, which I probably had the business reading then. Yeah,
you got a copy of Anne Rice somehow. Is this common to get?
Actually, there's a part of it I'm skipping. My parents used to live near the state library at the time, so when my parents were going out, they would drop us off at the library so we wouldn't like play around in the neighborhood, and they would only pick us up at the close of day when they were back from work. So we basically lived in the library. We had nothing to do but books. So we read everything. You know, we read all the fiction books the library had to offer. I mean, lot of people had all books, you know. At some point, one of my brothers, after reading all the fiction books, he moved on to non-fiction and he read all the non-fiction books. Then when he was done, he went to the encyclopedias. They were volume 1 to, you know, volume 20. And he read them cover to cover. I mean, that fellow has way more damage than I do right now.
Awesome. Wow. That's a hot tip for you parents out there, is leave your kids in the library and then they'll have to read something. So I love it.
Yeah. You know, you have to pass time.
Yeah. My daughter, I try to take her to the library and she's like, no, I'll just order what I want on Amazon. I'm going like, yeah, but they're free here. You could get like 12 books and take them home and read them. And then come in a month, end of the month, you take back those 12 and get another 12. I won't buy 12. I'll buy you books, but I don't know if I want to buy you 12 books every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. Yeah. Is this library large?
Yeah, it was large. I mean, not too large. The local state library, I mean, they didn't get the most funding for that, you know, but yeah, it was pretty big. It was pretty okay. It wasn't small.
Like, what is it like to be in a in that library? I don't know if it's similar to the ones we have here. Is there people who manage a library, and do they get after you if you and your brother are too loud?
There's just it was mostly empty. There was just one staff who would basically leave you alone. It was very, you know, it's like its own universe. You know, you step in, and I can never forget the smell of old books.
Mm, yeah,
it smells like life. It smells like existence, like a reason to live, you know. It's this musty smell, you know it, you know, it was quiet. It was, you take a book and you sit down and you sink into it, and there's no noise. Nobody bothers you.
Yeah.
Forget about it. You just get lost in it, and before you know it, it's evening.
Yeah,
you know, it was a way to leave.
That's cool. Yeah, because I remember the libraries I grew up near, and they're memories I carry with me, you know, today. So probably till I die, I will have those memories. And as you say, the environment of a library is really special. It's I don't know if it's what it is. Is it the book glue or something that I don't know where the smell comes from, but it's not bad smell, but it's a smell of like knowledge and books and adventure. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I remember, we went to a big city one time. My mom's a lawyer. They had this, the bar association. They had a conference in one of the major cities. It was like a major, cultural and tourist place. And, you know, so she was supposed to tour the place with us. And she made a mistake of saying on the first day, let's visit the big city library before we go touring everywhere else. And once we got there, she went on our tour by herself. We never left. You know, we're there. She was done with everything she was doing. And she came and she picked us and, you know, that's yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. Are you planning on traveling to the States anytime?
I mean, I was there some years back. Yeah, I definitely will. Definitely will.
Have you visited any libraries here?
I did. I went to the library in New York.
Oh, wow.
Interestingly, I found my book there.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, I've been to that one a long time ago. And then another good one to go to is the one in Seattle. It's a very modern architecture. New York's older, very old and historical architecture, where the one in Seattle's a beautiful glass steel building with like, it's like being in a visual painting gallery museum. It's got all these interesting looking different rooms and
I have to see that. I'm envious of my books. They've been to like several libraries I haven't been to.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm working on it's sort of like a philosophy. It's called it's called the Pantheology School of Thought. It's born from Afro-Pantheology, right? Problem that Afro-Pantheology solves. That's a problem that exists in different cultures, which are suppressed, which the place of their religion and spirituality in fiction is not acknowledged. So all these other cultures, they deserve to have place of their religions in fiction acknowledged. So I'm doing several anthologies. I'm working with several prominent persons in these different cultures to create like a Pantheology school of thought that looks at Pantheologies in other cultures, like say Caribbean Pantheology, Slavic Pantheology, indigenous Pantheologies, to eventually center the religions and the cultures of all these places in their stories. So
this is a, I'm not sure if I'm hearing of, like, I think I'm hearing a collection then. Is that what you're thinking this will turn into?
An anthology.
Anthology.
Several anthologies. Yeah, anthologies, essays, really a bit of everything.
Oh, cool. Are you going to try to get, it's an anthology, so you're going to try to get writers from, like, say...
Yeah, I'm going to have writers from different places. It's going to be centering their works. You know, I have an imprint for that. ODA Quickly Present, the publishing imprint, which is going to be putting out the works, you know, sort of like Rick Riordan Present.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing yourself and some stories about you, because it's not a common story. So I think the audience will really enjoy the new thoughts that you're creating.
Hello. My name is Ogene Choi Donald Ekeki. I'm a speculative fiction writer, editor, and publisher from Nigeria. And I would like you to, in the vein of the Pantheology Project, to always look out for the religion, for the cultures, and the places that the stories you read are built on anytime you read a fantasy novel. And try to acknowledge and see those stories for what they are. Thank you.
Check out the show notes. We have yummy, goody things in there for you to follow up on, like where to learn more about Ogunachewi Donald Epeki, such as his homepage and where to get his African speculative fiction.
What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player if you use one to listen to these words. If you downloaded this episode from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you will see the show notes there. The series started on episode 297, so if you missed that episode, you can go to scifithoughts.space and type in the search box any episode number or description you'd care to find. If you're like my friend Boris and you missed this series, you can find the series page with all the episodes collected together by typing into your favorite web search engine, Sci-Fi Thoughts, African Spec Fiction.